You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle, War Report family? You got Ike Jones back with another morning drop today, talking a little bit more about A-Day coming up this Saturday. Coach Hugh Freeze took a little time to address the media about what fans should be able to expect. Let's talk about it. Y'all know how we do right here, War Report style. Let's drop it on them.
You are now listening to the War Report.
Morning drop. It is Wednesday, April the 3rd. You got Ike Jones back in here talking a little bit more Auburn football. Hopefully everyone's week is going well. Happy hump day to everybody out there. And we're going to talk a little bit more Auburn football and the A-Day game coming up, Auburn's spring game, the culmination of the spring camp. A lot of great things came out from the press conference from Coach Hugh Freeze about the progress of the team during that time. We'll talk a little bit more about that tonight during the midweek report. But for right now, we're going to focus strictly on the A-Day game and his comments about that. So many other things to talk about from that press conference. If you want to see it in its entirety, it's right here on the channel. If you're listening on podcast, you can go over to the War Report channel and check out that video with Coach Hugh Freeze's full comments. But let's just talk about the format, though, for the game. If you went to last year's A-Day game, going to be very similar in format. Definitely expecting better weather this time. But the format going to be very similar to what we saw last season. But here's Coach Hugh Freeze just kind of giving a preview of the decision-making process into how they got to what is going to be this year's A-Day game. Let's hear those comments from Coach Hugh Freeze.
Saturday, I think, I honestly started to turn this over to you guys and just let the media decide, but chances are you put all of y'all in the room, y'all couldn't come to a consensus either, just like a coaching staff. So I think the easiest format, we went through everything in the world from, you know, two first downs get you this, and I can't do all that. And so we're putting 27-0 on the scoreboard, defense, and let's go play and see. I'll vary the field positions and see what happens, you know, see if the offense can overtake the defense at 27-0. Obviously, if the defense were to have a pick six or something, they would add to their, or a block field goal for a return, or they would add to that. But barring they don't do that, it's 27-0, and see if the offense can score 28 in the time allowed.
All right, well, what he broke down in that first portion was really what the scoring was going to be like for A-Day. So essentially, they're going to put 27 points on the board. That's the number that they've decided. Interestingly, he said, hey, listen, I thought about just letting you all in the media decide what we were going to do. But there was some debate about how they were going to do it, right? It was, you know, are we going to give people points for this, points for that? He's like, listen, we're just going to put, hey, the defense has to stop the offense from scoring X amount of points. And that number is 27 for this game. So 27 points on the board. The defense can add to their total by scoring defensive touchdowns. So pick sixes, block field goals, and return for scores. All of those things will accumulate in the defense's total. And the offense's job is to score more points than the allotted amount plus whatever the defense happens to get if there are any opportunities for that sort of thing. So scoring going to be very simplified in this game. It's going to be standard, you know, touchdown to touchdown, extra points, two-point conversion, all those things. But the goal is before the clock hits zeros on the entirety of the day for the offense to score more than 27 points or for the defense to do a job to make sure that the offense is not capable of doing that. A couple of things that I think I like about this format, a couple of things that I'm not sure that I do like about it. You know, if the defense doesn't perform particularly well and the offense just marches down there on four straight drives and scores touchdowns, game's over, right? Like you're done at the end of that, you know, and that's something that, you know, if I had had an opportunity to ask him a question, what do you do in that scenario, right? Like, let's say you're in the first half of this game, and we'll get to the time allotment in just a minute because he did get into that. If you're in the first half of this game and, you know, you get two touchdowns and then you get two more touchdowns, are we done with A-Day? Is A-Day over with? Or are you going to make sure that some of these other guys are able to get reps in, you know, and what's the rotation going to be like? And he talked a little bit about rotation. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But it does make me wonder, right, like, especially when you're getting into a situation maybe where you're getting into the second team, right, or the third team, and one of them is a little bit more dominant offensively, you know, are we going to, you know, go through three rotations, two rotations of first, second, third team, or white, orange, and blue, as he said, he doesn't really like doing first, second, third team. And we've got touchdowns on the board, and now the day's over with, and we really haven't gotten to see very much of what's going on with any of the guys on the team. I think one of the great things about a spring game is that you get the opportunity to see some people who could be that next wave. They might not be the starters, and you don't really want to overdo it with your starters during the spring because you want to limit your first team guys from potentially getting an injury because it's going to be full contact for the first time. I mean, they've had contact drills during the spring, but this is the most competitive full contact situation that you're going to have, other than the quarterback who will be wearing the non-contact jerseys out there. But you will get an opportunity for guys to really fly around out there. And are you going to have enough reps for those guys who may not get an opportunity to play during the season? And this will be the only time that they really get to play for their family and friends out there on the field at Jordan-Hare Stadium. You know, I do wonder about that sort of scenario. And maybe, you know, listen, maybe it won't even come to that because the defense is playing well enough where you'll get four full quarters of football, whatever that looks like, and they'll have an opportunity to, or we as the people who are attending will have an opportunity to see a lot of guys get out there and get playing time and just see what they're moving like and evaluate all of those things. That's the only real thing I'm worried about. The thing I like about it, though, is that it kind of sets you up for an offensive mentality to say 28 points is what we need to be able to score on a consistent basis. And you're kind of pre-programming in your head that we want to be a team that's scoring 28 plus points per game. And we need to figure out how to consistently go out there and do that in the time that we have allotted, which is going to be, you know, again, we'll get into the timing. You've got to do that, and you've got to do it quickly because that clock's going to be going. So I do like that mentality kind of just being subconsciously drilled into the heads that, hey, man, we need to be a team that's producing points. And so let's go out there and figure out how to go get 28 points, right? And I think that that sets you up for a different kind of offensive play calling mentality. And it sets you up for kind of a different philosophical approach to going out there and attacking defenses because you're trying to get to a certain score. Now, he did mention that there's going to be varied field positions, so it's not going to be fully a game scenario, right? You're not going to have punt returns, and you're not going to have kickoff returns. So the special teams element's not going to be there other than field goal unit. But you do get kind of the opportunity to see the team operate in different scenarios and what kind of packages maybe they'll deploy. And I'm sure he's going to do, Coach Freeze is going to do as much as he can to not show anything that's going to be specialized. But I am looking forward to seeing kind of how the team approaches this. The weather last year didn't really allow to see this in its totality last year. So I don't really have a great gauge on how I think it went last year with this sort of format, but I am looking forward to seeing how it plays out this year as the weather is expected to be better this Saturday for the A-Day game. Now let's get over into this second cut that we have from Coach Hugh Freeze. He's going to further expound on kind of the time constraints around what fans should expect. So there's a lot of things going on in Auburn this Saturday. So what should fans expect, or how much time should they devote in their day to going out here and seeing what's going to be happening? And is it going to feel like it's worth the trip for you? So let's hear Coach Freeze talking about the time format for A-Day.
Yeah, I think it's 4 10-minute clocks, and we'll see how that goes with the TV time and how the game's going. I'm sure we'll stop it some, but I think it's probably going to be 4 10-minute and stop it maybe the last 2 minutes of each quarter and play it like normal from there. But that's kind of up in the air. I kind of changed my mind on that, see how it's going.
So Coach Hugh Freeze saying essentially strap in for 40 minutes of football, right? Like, it's going to be a 40-minute game as far as game time is concerned, and there's not going to be a lot of stoppages. It's just going to be keeping it moving. I think it's going to be interesting to see whether or not he decides to go tempo during this, right? During a regular season game, with the way that the clock rules are, you are going to have less stoppages of play, so it's going to mirror a little bit like that. But 40 minutes. And so I would assume with stoppages that would happen for little things like, you know, hopefully no one gets injured, but for injuries or for timeouts during those last 2 minutes, you're looking at maybe an hour of totality of what you're going to be down there for. An hour long scrimmage is what you'd be there to be able to see. So again, I do wonder, in that 40 minutes of time, or with these 28 points, you know, and is it whichever comes first, right? Like, if you scored the 28 points before the 40 minutes of time is gone, are we done? Or do you just say, hey, but I still want to kind of see what some guys can do. So let's go out here and, you know, all right, officially the offense won. So, but let's go out here and see if we can, you know, get some more guys some reps. Or, hey, you know, and I'm assuming, you know, 40 minutes is going to be it, though, right? Like, if you don't score the 28 in the 40 minutes, then defense wins. We're done with 8A. You guys go enjoy the rest of your afternoon type of thing. But are we going to get enough opportunities with, you know, I don't know how long those drives will end up being. You said different field positions, so maybe some of them start in the red zone. Some of them going to start in plus territory. I wonder, you know, kind of is he going to put his offense back against the wall and start them in, you know, the minus 15, right? And see if they can walk the ball down the field in those types of scenarios. That's going to be interesting. And, you know, what's the defense going to do with their backs against the wall when the offense is already in plus territory? All of those sorts of things. But, you know, in that 40 minutes of time, how many drives are there actually going to be is what I'm getting at. Like, how many opportunities are some of the guys who aren't the primary guys right now getting the starter reps going to get into this game in that 40 minutes with the running clock, right? The running clock is the thing where it's like, you know, that 10 minutes is going to go by really quickly. We saw how quickly some of those first halves went during the season last year with the running clock and not having the stoppages for first downs and that sort of thing. So that you know, that 10 minutes in that quarter is going to go by super fast, and I wonder how many actual possessions you're going to get during that 40 minutes. So that's really the only thing that I would be concerned about as far as the quality of being able to go out there and see people compete, particularly seeing a litany of guys get opportunities to go out there and do some sort of thing, some sorts of things in that game. So looking forward to seeing how that plays out. We got one more clip here from Coach Hugh Freeze. But before we get into that, make sure that we want to give shout out to the folks who make this happen. And for today, that is once again our sponsor, BetUS. We are in the thick of March Madness. We are in the thick. Baseball season has just started for the Major League Baseball. Shout out to my guy, my guys, actually, over with the War Report Gaming Channel, if you guys haven't checked that out. But specifically, my guy, Dustin, over there, who's playing MLB The Show right now. If you're not hip to the War Report Gaming Channel, make sure you go check that out. He's got gameplay that he's doing over there. Actually, in Dylan just started his series for Madden. So that's an interesting thing to go check out. But anyway, BetUS is out there. They are our sponsor for today's show. 24-hour issued payouts and 125% sign-up bonus up to $2,500. The link's right down there in the description of the video. If you are into betting, they've got live betting. They've got prop bets that you can do. All that is available to you at BetUS. Make sure you click the link in the description that lets them know that the War Report sent you, and it gets you the sign-up bonus. So make sure you hit them up. BetUS, where the game begins. Make sure that you all hit them up, and looking forward to hearing some testimonials from maybe some of you guys make a little money off of your wagers. I don't know. You know, I'll definitely not be Will, so I'm not the guy to give you the betting tips per se. But there are some great things going on out there, and you want to do that with BetUS.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills. Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your morning drop.
Let's get back over into our conversation, and I appreciate everybody who has jumped in here. Go ahead and subscribe to the video, right, to the channel if you haven't already. Hit that like button on the video. You know you want to do that. And make sure you're sharing the content with somebody out there, making sure that they can get involved in the conversation. But let's get into this last portion. Coach Hugh Freeze here, again, discussing the A-Day and some of the formatting things around how people should expect or what people should expect to see from the A-Day game coming up this Saturday.
We're going to play, and on the headsets I'll say, hey, this is the orange group going out here, majority, blue group, white group, but I don't really get into the, I mean, I don't want to, you know, you don't want Jeremiah Wright going against a 210-pound walk-on. So, but if it's somebody that they're expecting to get some snaps, I don't care who they play in those groups. They're going to rotate them anyway when you're in a scrimmage situation. As soon as there's a dead ball, here comes some more defensive guys. So I don't know that it's that matters so much defensively. They're going to play who they play. Offensively, you know, it does a little bit more because you don't rotate offensive linemen. We'll rotate some receivers, but everybody else is pretty – receivers and tight ends may rotate, but you're going to play one or two backs, but the line is the one that really is most significant for.
So kind of highlighting some of the things that I talked about, you know, I wonder how much some of these other guys who are not the primary guys, particularly along the offensive line, as he said, are going to get opportunities to go out there and play and really get some snaps during this. Defense is going to be rotating quite a bit. It's a little bit more difficult, I think, sometimes because, you know, defensive players, if they're not involved in the play, you don't really get an opportunity to see who it is and what happened with them. It's a little bit more difficult to track their snaps and what happened during the game with them. But I want to see what guys like he mentioned, guys like I did the same thing that Coach Freeze did during his presser, and I regret not doing this earlier, but I was going to bring up a guy like Brayden Joyner, who I have been very excited about the potential of ever since he was brought into the fold last season during that recruiting class. But, thoughts and prayers with his family as they're dealing with the loss of his father during this time. But Brayden Joyner's a guy who, you know, I wonder if he's going to be able to get in his rotations into the game. A guy like Tate Johnson, who has, you know, had ups and downs during his Auburn career as far as, you know, injuries are concerned. Is he going to get a chance to rotate in there? You know, a Clay Wheaton, how often is he going to get his chances to go in there? Are any of the other guys who, you know, Dylan Senda, right? Like, I can just go out here and I can name names of guys who might not be first on your list of guys that are going to go out there and be a part of that offensive line unit. Will they get opportunities to go out there, and will Auburn fans get a chance to see what you have in the cupboard behind your starters, and how will that rotation work with those guys? And then the other thing is going to be about the running backs, right? You've got, of course, Jarquez Hunter, who's going to be out there. Is he going to just let him get a couple of snaps and then he, you know, sits down, and then Damari goes out there and he gets a couple of drives and you sit him down, and then you go to Batty and then you get to Cobb and you get to Jackson? How many of those guys are going to get opportunities to get some solid reps? And then lastly, the quarterback rotation. How many reps, you know, or series is Walker White going to get, right? It's clear from hearing Coach Hugh Freeze talk about this, and we will extensively dive into this tonight in terms of the quarterback stuff, that Walker White is fourth in this rotation right now as the true freshman. How much are we going to see of him? How much of the other two guys that are behind Peyton Thorne competing for QB2, how many series are they going to get? And really, how many are you going to have Peyton Thorne out there? He's in a non-contact jersey, so the chances that he's going to get injured are significantly lessened. However, how many reps and opportunities are all of those guys going to get, especially with how quickly I expect for this clock to dwindle down? And then again, with the potential of scoring 28 points quickly if the offense is just going out there clicking on all cylinders, what's going to happen with that sort of thing? So that's one of the things that I do worry about, or I am anxious to see what's going to happen in those types of scenarios. But All of those questions will be answered this Saturday as Auburn gets ready to head out there and have their annual spring game, the A-Day game, taking place down on the Plains in Jordan-Hare. Hopefully you all will be down there ready to see that game. Maybe we'll get an opportunity to see some of you down there. If you are going to be there, make sure you hit us up. Let us know in the comments section. You can hit me up on Twitter and say, hey, I plan on being there, you know, and I would look forward to the opportunity to meet as many of you as possible. I always have a good time meeting you guys when I do see you down there on the Plains. I do plan on being there. My plan as of today is to be in Auburn this weekend for the game. So again, if you see me, make sure you say what's up, and I will look forward to doing all of those things. But I am going to get out of here. I appreciate you guys. We will be back again tonight with more about all of the things transpiring right now during the spring for the A-Day game and all of the position battles that are going on. But as always, the Morning Drop is brought to you by our folks over at the Rogue Shop. Make sure you hit them up, rogueshop.com. Using code RAPPORT when you do, America's number one online dispensary is the Rogue Shop. Sleep, stress, pain, anxiety relief, they've got you covered right there at the Rogue Shop. Before you get out of here, share the content, like the content. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you set up your notifications for all of those things so you know exactly when we're dropping the next bit of content on you. But we will be back with more content tonight, the Midweek Rapport. But until then, and as always, War Eagle.